Hello, SKG friends. I bet your hearts are overflowing with that great butterfly feeling you get when you do acts of kindness. Let's check in with our friends Barlow Girl to get a behind-the-scenes look at the band and find out a little bit about their acts of kindness. Rebecca, Alyssa, Lauren, take us on the road with you. We want to know what happens on that tour bus. In fact, let's start out with the fun stuff that happens. Alyssa, what is the food fetish of Barlow Girl?
We're kind of weird when it comes to food. Like,
especially on the road.
We try to eat healthy on the road just because of the pace of life. And I know this sounds funny, but tofu corn dogs
are amazing.
You know, I bet you guys meet a lot of people along the way. Mm-hmm. Waitresses, mm-hmm. gas attendants. What kind of things do you do to show God's kindness to them? How does mm-hmm. Barlow Girl do a random act of kindness?
Well, it's cool when God lays it on your heart.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's sometimes like you'll just see somebody and be like, okay, I need to go talk to them, or I need to, you know, give them something, or even just buy them a cup of coffee. You
yeah.
know, it's just, it's those different little things that are on the road. I've definitely seen the girls a lot of times where, you know, we'll see somebody at a Starbucks or whatever, and you feel like, okay, I'm supposed to pay for their coffee, or I'm supposed
yeah.
to do something for them. And so
I think
we've definitely done that.
Lauren is somebody that has a really, really giving heart. So I remember one time on the last tour, we had gone to a Starbucks, and Lauren had looked over and seen two guys sitting at a table. They didn't have any coffee. They weren't drinking Starbucks. They were just sitting there. And I remember Lauren just kind of kept feeling burdened as she looked at them that she was supposed to buy them a coffee, that she was supposed to somehow get them a coffee. So she found a Starbucks card in her purse and just walked by and gave it to them. And they kind of didn't know how to react. I think that her act of kindness really, really, I saw it just really impact them.
Or even giving them show tickets. I mean, there'll be
yeah,
people that
yeah.
we're checking out at the grocery store and we feel like, hey, maybe they need to come to the show tonight
and
because there's something there,
message,
you know,
yeah.
that they're going to hear. And so we'll be like, hey, do you want free tickets? And so
yeah.
it's just stuff like that that's tangible that you can give.
On our last tour, we walked around almost every day, us girls and my mom, and we would pray and see almost every town. We'd find a children's home, we'd find a boys and girls club, a church. And we'd walk in, and normally my mom or our assistant would go, hey, is there people here that could use 10 free tickets? Who mm-hmm. could you guys bring? We did that a lot the last tour, and it just was really fun to do. It kind of refocused us mm-hmm. on why even we're on the road.
Secret Keeper Girl, I hope you can hear in their stories that they're letting God govern who they run into that day. Remember, a neighbor is anyone God mm-hmm. wants you to bump into today who has need. That's our definition of neighbor. As you have met many of your neighbors today, Secret Keeper Girl, I hope that tonight, as you put your head on the pillow, that you'll pray for them. And I would like to end our time with Barlow Girl by asking Alyssa, would you just pray for the people
yeah.
that our Secret Keeper Girls met today?
Mm-hmm. Lord, we just pray just for all the people, Lord, that these Secret Keeper Girls, Lord, have you've placed on their hearts, Lord, to meet and to bless today. I just pray that they would come to know you, Lord, that through these acts of kindness, Lord, that they would see something different in these girls and they would desire you, Lord, that through these girls' hearts of love, Lord, that their love for these people would win them over, God, for you. Lord, continue to bring more people into their lives. Amen.